Welcome you back. We're running a little tardy. What do you say? Because it's Thursday and it's crunch time. We get right to it. This.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The Lightning Round!
The post-Super Bowl Lightning Round. We got recruits moving all around. Oh, the Huskies also are in town because it's the Lightning Round.
Yeah, Washington is here for me, not because the Pac-12 told them they had to play Oregon today.
No, they're here for me. They know they need to show up.
All right, Jimmy GQ, he is the new king of the NFL. He is now the highest paid player in the league, signing a five-year, $137.5 million deal, surpassing Matt Stafford, who signed his last year. I guess it makes sense that Garoppolo is undefeated as a starter and led the 49ers from the guaranteed number one, well, second number overall pick, to the number 10 pick in the draft. And Jimmy G, by virtue of riding Tom Brady's coattails, has won two Super Bowl rings, and Matt Stafford is 0-3 in playoff games. Who wins a playoff game first, Stafford or Garoppolo?
Whoa, I don't think Frisco's ready to win next year. It's possible because the Bears. Whoa, that's a good question. I see the Lions now with Rodgers coming back. I guess I'm going to go Stafford, play it safe.
The Cleveland Cavaliers GM LeBron James traded away Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder today. Thomas and Crowder were traded to Cleveland when player LeBron James created some conflicts with Kyrie Irving, who forced GM LeBron James to trade Irving to Boston. Now GM LeBron James has to hope that the moves he's made were enough to help player and coach LeBron James on the court get back to an eighth straight NBA Finals while being the third seed in the East currently. After all the moves that were made today by the Cavs, what percent chance do you give the Cavs of getting back to the NBA Finals?
NBA Finals. 12.5%. 1 in 8.
Very specific and fair. After their trades today, the Lakers now have enough money to sign not just one, but two max free agents this offseason. And thanks to ESPN, I know that free agency for the NBA is 146 days away. Which means 146 days of rumors as to where LeBron will go and what the Lakers will do. What will the Lakers do? Will they sign one max free agent, sign two max free agents this offseason, or wait for the 2019 class that includes players like Karl-Anthony Towns, the Zinger, and Klay Thompson and others?
Wow. Well, with Magic there and Walton year two and the patience level of that fan base and organization, I think part of their moves today was to kind of free up some cabbage. If the big guns want to go there now, they'll do that. I'm going to pick A.
All right. The Blazers made a move today. It wasn't anything incredibly special, trading away Noah Vonleh to the Bulls for Milan Rakovic so that the Zers could get under the luxury tax, saving ownership a ton of money. The Blazers didn't get better or worse. They continue to middle about now in the West. The Blazers' trade today was blank.
Confusing, pointless, head scratcher. I mean, first of all, once you have X amount of $1 billion, isn't everything a luxury tax?
Yeah.
So, does he save them $2.2 million plus they'll get a couple of shekels from the teams paying. I'm sticking with my guns here. Confusing.
All right. MLB's offseason hot stove has been anything but. Case in point, Big Sexy Bartolo Colon's comeback has been the biggest free agent signing in weeks. Players like Yu Darvish, former Cy Young winner Jake Arrieta, J.D. Martinez, and others still have not signed and are preparing to form a free agent spring training super team with the hope that they can get signed. There's also been talk of collusion between owners not signing these players, and that has led to a possible strike. What percent chance do you give of there being a strike in Major League Baseball?
Well, for this year? Well, they're still under their collective bargaining agreement. So I'm going to say zero, but a year from now, that number is going to have a lot more teeth.
Last one, the opening ceremonies for the 23rd Winter Olympiad in Pyeongchang, South Korea are tonight, but the games have begun as the curling tournament kicked off yesterday. Ugh. Gary Bettman took all the fun away from the men's hockey tournament, but there will be still plenty more to watch and enjoy from now through the end of February. What percent chance do you give the good old U.S. of A winning the most medals in South Korea?
I don't know, Winter Olympics, even though we've got Lindsay and Michaela in the Alpine, I don't think the hockey team team has a shot. Traditionally not strong in like the luge and cross-country skiing and stuff like that and the jumping.
USA.
I'm going to say...
USA.
12.5%, my new favorite statistic ever. It's a 1-in-8 shot. It's not a quarter. It's half of that.